Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 23rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, A Faithful God. A tremendous scripture text is from Deuteronomy 32, verse 4.
He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is he.
Musser and Anna Forey are friends of ours who just celebrated their 57th wedding anniversary this last Sunday. In fact, I have a photo I took following the church service on today's site. They are solid, long-term followers of Christ, both having served in many forms of ministry through the years. For many years, Anna was the president of our local Christian Women's Club and continues to be involved in this community outreach to women.
Well, nearly 30 years ago, they faced a severe testing of their faith that few of us have experienced. The youngest of their three sons, Daryl, had recently earned his degree in aviation technology at Laterno College in Texas. Upon graduation, he returned to his home in Mannheim and worked as an airplane mechanic at the small Maytown Airport, which is only about a mile from our home. As a matter of fact, we often watch people parachuting from this airport right from our living room window.
In April of 1978, he and his girlfriend went for a drive. They had taken their tennis rackets with them, so they intended to play some tennis while they were out. As they were driving up Chickies Hill on Route 441, a drunken driver crossed over the line and collided head-on with Daryl's new car he had purchased only 2 weeks earlier. In that collision, Daryl was killed and his passenger died 3 days later. The driver, who was drunk, broke his leg but was otherwise uninjured. He served a life sentence for the murder of two young people who were just getting settled in their adult years.
Oh, remarkably, Anna and Musser sought out the murderer of their son so that they could let him know that they had forgiven him. Without question, this meeting came about because they spent a great deal of time in prayer, and other believers were interceding on their behalf. They found where the driver lived, and they paid him a visit. It turns out that his wife was a Christian, but he was not. He expressed no remorse at the time, which must have added only to the pain and seeming futility of Daryl's death, but surely it meant a great deal to his burdened Christian wife. Obedience to God brings blessing, and most especially when it comes at great sacrifice.
Today's powerful scripture text is from the Song of Moses, which was recited to the people of Israel just before Moses died. It's one thing to consider this verse in the context of a public reading of scripture during a worship service in our churches, in a time of peace and prosperity. I have used it this way, and indeed the entire Song of Moses is such a fitting portion to read aloud with other believers in making a profession of faith.
However, consider the verse in the time of affliction, such as our friends Musser and Anna experienced at the death of their 20-year-old son. It certainly is no less true, but the conflict between belief and unbelief can be stark. Why would God allow something like this to happen, especially in light of the divine characteristics of this verse?
He is the rock.
His ways are perfect.
All his ways are just.
A faithful God who does no wrong.
Upright and just is he.
Let's especially consider the phrase, a faithful God who does no wrong. It seems the Lord laid this phrase on Stephen's heart as he was preparing to write today's message. We talked about it even last evening. And then he went to the Bible and found it. Surprising, as we did a little research here, that in 11 years of writing these devotionals, he had never used it previously in a message.
Well, I can't explain the phrase using my very limited human logic and based upon my rather blurry observations. But I accept it as true, since I can only see through a glass darkly on this side of heaven. It's on the other side that much understanding will fall into place. Surely some of you today are facing trials of practically unimaginable magnitude. May the Lord give you faith that shines forth like gold as He helps you to accept His eternally good purpose in your life. In all things, the true believer seeks to bring glory to God.
Let's pray together. Father, since we live in a sin-filled world, we're bound to experience the consequences of our own sins and the sins of others. There is tremendous consolation when we hold on to the promise that these pain-filled consequences will come to an end and not follow us to the promised land. Much of what we go through is a testing of our faith, and we know that faith that cannot be tested is faith that cannot be trusted. May it shape our attitudes so that we glorify You no matter what we experience in this life. For some of the greatest living sermons that show people the way to righteous living and eternal life is when we're put to the test and we shine forth like gold. So many will not pick up a Bible to learn of Your principles, but they will observe our attitude. Keep us faithful. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer with us. If you hear a little distraction in the background, we have a cat that I mentioned, in fact, in the message today that loves to get all over our work area where we work, and I just had to move her. She'll be back up in a minute. Thank God for the fact that we serve a faithful God. Our website is DailyEncouragementNet. We have a number of additional resources on the site today, some additional thoughts, some music, some photos, some links. We welcome you to visit the site. And today, likely, some podcast listeners are appealing in a time of loss. And may God give you that remarkable grace to overcome in your time of need.